Restoring My Soul, Friday the 17th of October. The Substance of the New Humanity. In the 3 hours of darkness that covered the whole earth, as Jesus Christ hung on the cross and descended to the lowest parts of the earth, under the waters of judgment, he fulfilled the works that belong to our name. They were made substantial and then written in the Book of Life. This book is called the Book of Life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Christ accomplished this work as I am. Significantly, through these works, Jesus also prepared a heavenly body for every person. At the conclusion of this travailing journey, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He was saying that there was no longer any need for him to remain separated from the Father. The redemption of mankind had been accomplished. Jesus was now figuratively knocking on the door of the Father's house and saying, "Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion." Christ's glorification as Yahweh's Son was made complete and manifest when Jesus, the Son of Man, rose from the dead after his body rested in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. Through the resurrection, Jesus was the first son of Abraham who had been made in the image and likeness of Yahweh Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Equally, having fallen into the ground and died as the seed of this new humanity, he was now the substance of the new humanity as the sheaf of first fruits. Significantly, the substance of this new humanity was proceeding as seed from Yahweh's Son. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12, Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, John chapter 8 verse 28, Matthew chapter 27 verse 46, Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20 to 23. For further study, Psalm 88.